You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Out of Control and Loving It, Giving God Complete Control of Your Life by Lisa Bevere. This book is read by Carla Mercer Meyer. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior consent from Christian Audio. This edition is issued by contractual arrangement with Charisma House, Charisma Media, Charisma House Book Group, originally published in English as Out of Control and Loving It, Giving God Complete Control of Your Life, copyright 2006, by Lisa Bevere, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Introduction. Some of you listening to this book may find your lives out of control and you hate it. Everything around you is chaos. Things are out of control because you are in control. God is challenging us to relinquish management of our lives so we can be out of control and love it. This book is a record of my personal journey from fearful, fanatical control to a place of rest under God's control. I have been brutally open and honest in the hope that you would see yourself in my fears and foolishness. So as you listen to this book, let it reflect on your life and not the life of another. We are a people in transition. During transition, God is more concerned with our condition than our comfort. Because this is true, often he will allow the upheaval of our circumstances, finances, social standing, security, and relationships. Seasons of change are crucial, critical times in our lives. It is the whirlwind of transition and turmoil that we find out what we are made of and who is actually in control. I found that whenever I was in charge, I ended up with a mess. Even though I wanted the mess fixed, I was afraid to let go for fear it would grow bigger. Well, it is time to let go. When God is in control, even our messes are ordered under his care. This is not a book about indifference. It is one about caring and loving enough to turn loose. You may be lamenting, "I'd let go if only I knew how." You let go when you make your will subservient to God's will. It is when we lose our lives that he can save them. We all have areas in our lives where we have relinquished our guardianship, yet there are other areas we are afraid to entrust even to God's care. God is asking us to yield completely so he can surround us with his protection and care. He wants us in over our heads. I like to compare letting go with the process of learning to swim. It can be both exhilarating and terrifying. In order to swim, you must learn to float, allowing the water to hold you up. Only then do you discover the freedom and liberty of swimming. This natural principle reflects a spiritual transition from our natural rule to the rule of the Holy Spirit. The body of Christ is the collective strength of all of its members. God is in the process of healing each joint and member in his body. To accomplish this, he is dealing with us as individuals in order that we might be whole. This book is my testimony of the refinement in my personal life. Though this refining is far from complete, I believe the witness of this process will encourage you to forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Part 1. The Captive Woman. I was tired of acting free when I was not. Tired of acting strong when I was in fact weak. 3 years ago, I fell into one of the deepest depressions of my life. It lasted about 1 month. I remember my only hope was when my sister's pastor prayed for me. She said, "The Lord says you are a daughter of Zion." I had no idea what that meant. I felt a little dejected. After several weeks of this darkness, one evening I turned on the television, and there you were, Lisa. You mentioned your book, Out of Control and Loving It. I thought, I have to have that book.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?